I'm Kinsey Mackis, your host and founder of The Category Queen. Welcome to the podcast for coaches, consultants, and course creators who don't just want to dominate their niche, but they desire to play in their own league. My mission is to help you unlock the power of your unique brilliance and use it as a vehicle to gain recognition, reach more people, and make more money. Not too long ago, I took a bold leap, leaving behind a six-figure corporate salary with nothing more than a used MacBook and a burning desire for more freedom. Today, our brand has become globally recognized, helping thousands of female founders to become industry-leading experts. Join us each week as we go on a journey together to discuss mindset, marketing, and money, and more importantly, the real-life discussions about balancing success with motherhood and marriage. Because we're a community of women who build and scale impact-driven businesses, but do it without sacrificing the things that matter most to us. Welcome to The Category Queen Show. Hello, my friends. I'm so happy to be here with you today. It is such a beautiful Friday. I'm recording this at the end of the week, and it was such a good week. But also, it wasn't. I'm just going to be honest with you. It was a really heavy week. And also, though, what I've done is I have gotten so much better at just like continuously shifting. Now, this isn't me like suppressing emotions or ignoring, you know, certain feelings or things that are going on, but not wallowing in it and also really quickly reprogramming it so that my body or my mind doesn't remember it as a negative experience, right? This also goes along with the principles of the gap and the gain. And I know that when things are going all the wrong ways, right? Things feel like they're heavier or it feels like nothing's really working. We can tend to just focus on that. It's so much easier, right? Of like all the things that aren't working. And then what happens is things just feel heavier. And then you basically amplify that feeling and you amplify those negative results. And so I'm really learning that this is a part of the process, and new levels bring new devils. And I have to keep learning that the hardest way. And so I just want to encourage you, in whatever season you're in whatever challenges you're experiencing, in really just reminding you that there's a reason for that, and that at every new level of growth, you're going to experience other iterations of that. It's not that the grass is greener on the other side, and I think that we can constantly chase something that isn't actually real. And so we have to just really be fully in the season that we're in, but then really shifting into the gain, focusing on what is going well, what is working, what do I have to learn from this? And the better that I've gotten at that, the quicker I can kind of move through these seasons. You can't really rush it. If you've ever been in a season where it just feels a little bit heavier, there's really no rushing it, but you can, you know, regulate your nervous system so you're not freaking out all the time, so you can, you know, keep a level head and continue to make better decisions that are going to align with that future state instead of continuing to self-sabotage, which is absolutely a pattern of mine. And so that is just a really quick blurb on that, but it's also related to our topic today, because I think that when you are especially scaling your coaching business, there are going to be a lot of new emotions and thoughts that arise with this. There's a lot of limitations that are going to come up. There's a lot of fears. You know, if you listen to the previous episode where I talked about the difference between a lifestyle business and a scalable business, there's disadvantages and advantages of both. And part of the sort of quote unquote disadvantage of a scalable business is that there is a little bit more responsibility there, but it's a different kind of responsibility. And the risk is going to feel a little bit higher, but the reward is so much bigger. And that's what I really, really want to remind you to focus on. But on the topic of today, I want to talk about the three elements of scale. And this episode is for you if you are gaining a lot of traction in your business and you're starting to think about, how do I actually scale to the next level? Now, I've done an episode on growing versus scaling. I'll include that in the show notes because that's an important reminder of the difference. You have to understand what the difference is. And a lot of you really just need to focus on the elements of growth. But there are a lot of you that are also starting to feel that season of scale, whether that's scaling your offer or starting to scale your systems or starting to scale your reach. You're starting to feel kind of that next level, whether you're at capacity or you're kind of feeling at the edge of your seat for a quantum leap, right? It's like you just maybe got the bug of like, I see something so much bigger for myself. What does that look like? And what I really want to bring to the table here is what you should be considering as you start to leap into that scale season. This context would have been so helpful for me when I started to make this shift from growing to scaling. I think I've probably said this 100 times in different conversations, but everything that I talk about in a season of scale is really the things that I had to learn the hard way. And I'm hoping to give these lessons to you so you don't have to have or endure as much pain as I did. And I won't say it's pain, but it is. It's those challenges and those really, really hard things. And just by equipping you with more of that knowledge and the information of like what's to come, what to expect, what to consider, I think that it can eliminate a lot of that fear, which then helps us regulate our emotions and then better prepare you for that next season. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to eliminate all things for you, because with every new level of season of growth, like I said, you will endure some challenges. So I can't completely eliminate that for you, but I'm hoping that what I share with you today, there will be a lot of things that you can really just absorb and put in your arsenal, your tool arsenal or whatever, and use them as needed. So let's talk about the three elements of scale, because what's going to happen is as you start to see these different elements and break them out, it's going to really make so much more sense to you, and you're going to be able to make better decisions in what exactly to focus on next if you're reaching for multiple six figures or even seven figures in your coaching business and you want to buy back some time, right? Again, scaling, as a reminder, and again, I would absolutely recommend listening to the growing versus scaling episode, but just as a reminder, scaling is when you are not necessarily increasing your input, but you're increasing your output. So an example of this would be transitioning from one-to-one coaching to one-to-many coaching, right? A group program or a course or what have you. And so what's happening is we're not doing more to get a bigger result. We're really finding the levers where you can have, you know, equally or less amount of input, but greater output. Now, I'll just add a caveat here is that when you are scaling, even though you are looking for that decreased input, right? So like maybe you're working less on something or you don't have as many one-to-one clients, right? You're really shifting to more one-to-many. And so you're decreasing that work time. What happens is your work time will shift, right? Because as you're scaling, it will require more capacity from you at first. Time, energy, money. Scaling does cost you. And again, that's something that nobody really ever prepared me for. And so that's something that you have to consider. Now, the long run is, yes, you are working less. Things are working more efficiently. You are making more money for that same amount of input. But in order to get there, you do have to put in the work. And sometimes it's, you know, a couple months. Sometimes maybe it's a year. It really just depends on your unique business model, what you're doing, the team that you have available, what your financial resources look like, and how you want to move into that next season. This is why I would strongly recommend getting, you know, a mentor. We have our Scale Like a Queen container that literally this is what we're doing. We're moving you through that scale season, putting those parts and pieces in place and walking alongside you as you do that, because it's so freaking hard. If you think growing to six figures is hard, that next season is even more complex. And I'm not here to like fear mongrel you, but it's just new challenges and new lessons learned. It's a different type of learning curve. But what's great is it's not necessarily going to be harder than what you've already done. So it's like you've already worked the hardest that you've worked. I want to kind of install this belief that growing to your first six figures is like, that should feel simple, but you had to really build your belief. You're growing your confidence in that. And you're really developing the inner strength to start to really see what it requires of you to grow a business and manage all the things and wear all the hats. And now we want to believe, okay, we're just shifting that hard. It's just a different kind of hard. But you shouldn't have to feel like you have to sacrifice more, if you will. Now, again, there will be things that you're going to have to give up for a short period of time, whether that's a time or flexibility. But overall, it's so worth it. And this season of scale is really so remarkable, right? When you think about the people you have the potential to reach and help, and then also what you have potential to do in your own life by way of impact is just literally insane. And so if that's you, if that really resonates with you and you have a big vision for your business and you're starting to gain some traction and you're wondering, am I ready to start moving the needle forward? Now, I would 100% say that sometimes just growth is a good focus for you. But again, this is just something that we would need to look at individually. But what we're going to talk about here in this conversation will give you some more context and some things to consider. So let's talk about that. Let's dive in. These are, again, at the highest level, the three elements that you'll start to think about scaling. And ideally, we don't want to do them all at once, but also knowing maybe sequence of like what to scale first can help. This is still going to be dependent upon your business model, your niche, where you're at. And so kind of take that with some consideration, but I'll give some examples so that that can at least give you somewhere to start. The first element is marketing, scaling your marketing. Okay. So it's like, how are you reaching more people? How are you bringing in new leads? How are you getting known? Right? You might be currently, if you're in the category Queen School or you're working with us to get to your first, you know, 50K, 100K a year, that is just about, you know, getting to create content online that is bringing in new leads and clients. That's the most simple way. But when it comes to scaling that, that's going to maybe look a little bit different. Okay. I'll talk about that here in a minute. The second piece is scaling your selling. Okay. Right now for you, especially if you're in the category Queen School, right, we teach you how to sell one-to-one on a sales call. This is the most effective way. You're going to have the highest conversions here. You're also going to learn the most if you are having one-to-one conversations with your people that are interested in your offers. And then scaling your delivery. Now, technically, this could be operations because there's a whole other business component that you're when you think about scaling a full business, right, there's elements within that besides just your offer that you're really considering. But in the context of this conversation, I want to focus more on delivery because also that's going to drive most of the operations. If you think about your offer delivery, right, program fulfillment, that will require scalability if you're thinking about building a scalable business model. So in total, we have marketing, selling, and delivery as the core scalable units that you're going to want to start putting the pieces together in order to grow to multiple six or even seven figures. Now, again, depending on the price of your offer and your business model, you could get to, you know, multiple six figures just with growth, right? Just increasing your input, just doing more, but you will cap out. And it's really just dependent on like what you want to do next. What does this next season look like for you and what you have capacity to do and what you have capacity to learn? And so let's go back to scaling your marketing. I want to unpack each of these and again, just give some examples so they can make more sense to you and you can apply them in a way that makes sense to you and your business. So back to scaling your marketing. Again, this simply is about reaching more people and getting known. The best way to do this first, you can't even start to think about scaling your marketing if you don't have a unique niche. If you're not clear on your unique niche and what you want to get known for, scaling your marketing is really, really hard. So typically, in this season of scale, it's really about moving from organic to paid advertising. Now, that is not the only way to scale your marketing, right? There's other things you can do, like podcast pitching, getting on other people's podcasts, right? If you think about reaching new people, getting more leads, that is a very, that's a way to do that, right? Borrowing audiences, also getting on stages, but that also is a little bit more out of your control. Now, I recommend always doing those things, thinking about ways that your team or you can be getting on other people's stages or podcasts or in other people's, you know, programs to teach. Like, that is always such a natural way to get in front of new audiences. And typically this can happen so organically. If you're in a mastermind or in you're in a program like Scale Like a Queen or the Category Queen School, right? There's going to be people that you're going to be collaborating with. This has become my best and favorite way to collaborate, is just the people that I meet in my industry or in my programs or in my masterminds. But when it comes to scaling your marketing, right, what we want to think about is how do we get more out of the content we have? And the most simple way, well, it's not simple, but the most best next step is really that paid advertising. Now, I do not recommend moving into paid advertising until you have an offer that's converting and you have a nice cash cushion, because you will spend money and not see it back right away. That's just the way it is. Now, you might get lucky and have something hit right out of the gate, but just to be safe, we like to make sure that we have a nice cash cushion there to just give us a buffer. But it really is just a natural step, and you have more control over that, right? We're putting our ad placements, our ads in front of more people, new people, and we can control that a little bit more. We can control the copy, the images, right, to get more people to click. We can control what we're actually sending them to, versus relying on other people to put us on their podcasts or stages or what have you. It's a little bit less reliable, although quote unquote free, right? You're probably either paying in time or paying in money. But when it comes to scaling your marketing, that is something to think about. But it starts with really knowing your niche and starting to think about, what do you want to get known for? Scalable marketing is really hard to do when it's really broad or vague. You're going to pay more in ads. And also, when you think about even collaborating with other people or borrowing other people's audiences, if you're not really clear on who you serve or what you do, or a specific, you know, narrowed in on a specific niche, other people aren't going to take a risk on you, right? It's like, well, I'm not really sure what benefit this would give to my audience. And so I would need to know that first, right? If you think about other people and borrowing their audiences, they're worried about their audience, right? How are you going to benefit my audience? And so you have to know that. Part of that, obviously a large part of that, is knowing who you serve and what you do and what specifically, what core topics you can really use to serve other people's audiences. And when you're clear on that, then it's a lot easier. So whether it's paid advertising or you're borrowing other people's audiences, you really have to narrow in on a niche. But that's really, when it comes to scalable marketing, increasing leads, increasing reach, and starting to really amplify your notoriety in the industry. Now, this really started happening so naturally and organically for me, even under six figures, because I delivered a good offer. Started to get good at what I did. I was consistent in my content, in my marketing. I was very niche down. And so I started to get recommended by other people that I hadn't even worked with. I started to get asked to be on people's podcasts. So if you get this down really well at first, these opportunities will happen more naturally and organically. You shouldn't have to look too hard to find these types of opportunities. Now, the second piece to scaling your business is scaling your selling. So going back to what we recommend if you're under, you know, 50K or so a year, or even 100K, it just depends again on your offer, your niche. We recommend selling one-to-one on a sales call. A lot of people are trying to send people to a lead magnet and putting them through sequences, or even sending them to a sales page. But these are not effective when you're just trying to get up and going and getting just helping more people, right? We want the quickest path to clients. You'll hear me talk about this all the time. This is what we help you master in the Category Queen School. And we want to remove all the barriers in between them and us. So that one-to-one selling is so effective and it's so efficient. I know a lot of people will always say, well, I don't have time, right? Maybe you're working a full-time job aside your coaching business. I totally get that. I've been there. But I promise if you can just get through that season and make time for it, it will shortcut your path in the long run, right? That's why I was able to leave corporate just 6 months after I started my business, because I put in that like grind, if you will, at first by squeezing out as much time as I could, you know, at night or on lunches or early in the morning, and just getting in front of people, making offers, having phone conversations with them, and then serving them. But when you are scaling your selling, obviously you will only have, you will reach a point where you're at capacity. You can't necessarily take more sales calls, or it's taking you away from more important elements of your business. Now, there's not a lot, obviously, more important than selling. So you really have to make sure that you're not prematurely scaling your selling. But there's a couple iterations that this might look like, again, depending on your business model and what you have as the vision for your business. So one option for scaling your selling is bringing in people to take over your sales calls. So this would be dependent on the price of your offer. If you choose to continue to sell higher ticket offers and you have a more custom type of experience, we'll get into that here in a minute. But if you want to really keep it at that high ticket, high touch level, then scaling your selling would look like bringing in people to take your sales calls, a sales team. Now, I'm not like huge on this piece. It just requires a different type of model and a different type of setting, which is totally okay. It's not necessarily the route I went. Now, I did have somebody take my sales calls, but it was also because I had a relationship with her, and she supports the programs, our selling inside of our programs, but she wasn't reliant on that. But typically the best sales people, they want to know you, they have the volume first. So if you don't have volume coming in consistently to take sales calls, it's really hard to delegate that to somebody else. So that's just something to consider. Now, the other option for scaling your selling is then moving to a sales page. Now, I didn't move to a sales page until I was well after, 200K. And you weigh the pros and cons, right? If you think about selling a 2K or 3K offer, it's not necessarily meant to be, if you think about volume, right, then we're not going to be taking sales calls for that lower ticket offer. But the risk is then that you're going to see, obviously, conversions go down. And this is why we have to make sure that our scalable marketing and our scalable delivery is supporting that process. Okay. So I'm going to talk about how these all come together here in a minute, but I just want to dive into the different iterations or options of what scaling each of these units really looks like. So scaling your selling, again, an option here is having a sales team continuing to do sales calls, but you're not the one doing them. And then the other option is then moving to marketing assets, sales-based assets, like a sales page, to get them to convert. Sales pages usually convert between, 1 and 3%, 3 and 5%, and that's the only risk. But again, if you're optimizing for volume here, that's just something that you take on as part of that process. And then lastly, scaling your delivery. So this is your offers, okay? This is creating high-value offers that aren't required, that don't require you to be one-to-one coaching all of your clients. So this is really the transitioning, especially if you're doing only one-on-one coaching, which we 100% recommend. If you're in the category Queen School, you hear us say this, but some of you do have group programs, which is totally fine. But from a sequence perspective, it's really hard to scale a scalable offer without a really core framework or pathway that is going to work for many different people. And how you learn how to do that and craft that is by individually working with people. And so just something to consider. But when it comes to scaling your delivery, there's, again, more options here. It could mean that you are moving to just a group coaching, right? And you're coaching that one-to-many aspect. So when we think about a scalable offer model, it's removing a little bit more of you, and also making sure the infrastructure of the offer itself is still going to support your potential clients and what they need. I did a really couple great episodes on scalable offers. I'll link that up into the episode here because I go deeper here because there's different ways, right? And I talk a little bit more in depth of this. You can bring in support coaches. You can obviously have 100% the curriculum. We think about this in terms of coaching, curriculum, and community, and what those different elements of the offer look like from a scalable perspective. So I go deeper into those episodes there, but there's so many different ways you can scale an offer. But the point here is that people don't need you in order to get results. Now, again, you're still a part of the program, you're still part of the coaching, but it shouldn't require a lot of you. So just depending on the offer or service that you provide, there's a lot of moving pieces here and there's so many different ways. I actually, this is my favorite piece, is to design scalable offers, which is what we do inside of Scale Like a Queen. But it's really dependent on, again, it goes back to your vision, what how you desire to serve your clients and what that looks like. Now, as you scale your coaching business, what would also be a part of this in within the delivery piece is deciding if you want to add another offer. So in some regard, this could just mean that you increase the prices of your one-to-one for the higher level avatar, and then you create more of an entry level offer for people that are just getting started in their journey of the problem that you're helping them solve. Or it's something that, again, it's something simple that people can go through to get a quick win, but you preserve your one-to-one coaching for something super high level, more concierge, and it's higher ticket. That is one example of the thousands of examples of how you could mesh two different offers together. But the point here is that we're not creating two offers for the same avatar. It really is important. That's the biggest mistake people make, is creating like a group coaching program that's less expensive than your one-to-one coaching offer just because people said they can't afford it. It's like, oh, you can't afford my one-to-one? Well, I'll put you in my group because it's less expensive. It really truly needs to solve a different problem, and it provides a different solution. If you think about even in the context of the Category Queen School and Scale Like a Queen, right? The Category Queen School is about really learning and mastering your niche and your positioning and your content that converts and selling. It's mastering the fundamentals that can grow you to beyond six figures. But at certain points, right, you'll notice even in the context of this conversation that you're going to start gearing up to scale. And we start to look at marketing, selling, and delivery and what units can be or need to be scaled. And we start putting that in place. There is no need for you to worry about this if you're still just getting mastering those fundamentals. And so what's really important in this context is that you're not trying to offer scalable selling or scalable delivery when you haven't first even mastered marketing. So what I see all the time is people are trying to scale their delivery, right? They're offering a group coaching program, but they haven't mastered scalable selling or even scalable marketing. And so they're not able to effectively fill that group coaching program up or that scalable offer. And what we know about scalable offers is if you don't have the volume there, they're really hard to get momentum in, right? And what happens is, and it's normal, like as you get up and running, it's totally fine if you're starting with small groups, but you should see those groups growing over time because you're really mastering scalable marketing and scalable selling and scalable delivery at the same time. But if you're trying to fill your group coaching program or your scalable offer with techniques and tactics like non-scalable marketing or non-scalable selling, that is really, really hard to do. You can't really match them. Now, what I recommend from a sequential perspective is really first, obviously, mastering the fundamentals of these things. Do you know what your niche is? Can you articulate who you help, the problem you solve, and how you're uniquely solving it? That is absolutely the first step. Then do you know how to create compelling content? Do you know how to write a piece of content that generates demand for your offer? Do you know how to have conversations with people? Do you know how to effectively communicate the value of your offer? Do you know how to put yourself in front of people and speak a message that resonates with them, right? If you haven't mastered those things, everything else will be hard, right? If you don't know how to write content that converts, I promise webinars won't work for you. I promise it's going to be so hard to fill your group coaching program. So see how even just looking at it through this lens, where you can start mastering so that you can look forward to more of those scalable elements. And it's going to provide you with so much ease and flow if you just start with the groundwork. I think what happens is people think that you can't have really great success just by mastering the fundamentals. But I promise, I'm proof of it, and our students are proof of it, that you can grow really fast and go to, again, multiple six figures just with those elements. So if you are trying to, say, do paid advertising and you don't have a converting offer, you're going to lose money. If you're trying to push people to a sales page, but you don't have content that converts, or you don't have an offer that converts, again, that would not work. And so when it comes to knowing the difference of where these scalable pieces come into play, this should be a really good place for you to look at, where am I trying to prematurely jump the gun on some of these things, and how is it hindering my results? But then on the other side of that, if you are finding yourself in a place of really like a plateau or at capacity, or you're ready for that next level, really gauging what comes first and where to scale first is going to be the first step for you. In a lot of cases, what I love to do is I love for people, if you are in, say, a one-to-one coaching offer and you're ready for that next level, what I love to do, I actually was just coaching a student on this, and she's at capacity. She's also working full-time, and it's that threshold of it's like the messy in the middle, right? I'm at capacity, but I'm not quite earning as much as I would like to feel comfortable with to leave my job. And so what's next? And so the recommendation I had to her was to actually start streamlining her one-to-one delivery. So even within one-to-one delivery, you can still scale, quote unquote, scale elements of that. So let's say you do a one-to-one onboarding call, but you are getting so effective and efficient with your one-to-one coaching clients that you don't necessarily need to do that one-to-one. So you have an intake form and you know exactly what to ask them to get the information you need to then have your first coaching call. So now we've removed a coaching call. Maybe you're doing weekly coaching and it's an hour long each week, but you're becoming so efficient in knowing what they need and what they don't need that you can either go down to, you know, every other week or 30 minutes a week. So you can get creative within your one-to-one, because what's going to happen is that is going to inform your scalable offer. And so what she's doing in this woman that I was coaching, she's going to start piecing her scalable offer together through her one-to-one delivery so she can A, free up time and still grow while she's working full time, but then also be really prepared for her scalable offer when she's ready to take that leap. So that's a really good option to look at. Now, that's where I love to start, and then experimenting with scalable selling, right? So this is a webinar to a sales page, or even a webinar to a sales call. So now we're getting our into a situation where we're able to sell one to many, right? Instead of just through content or even a sales call, now we can bring people to a 90-minute webinar, sell one to many, and then fill our one to one through that way. Now, what's important about this, again, is that there's two kind of things working at play here, right? We're mastering the marketing and selling one to many, and then mastering the marketing or the delivery of one to many. And so I like to first really, I kind of like to do like the put the pieces together slowly, but then really understanding and mastering the fundamentals so that when you do pull the trigger on your scalable offer, you know how to market and sell one to many. So that's an example of what a scale plan might look like, just even using an example of a woman I just coached the other day. But notice also just what to avoid. Where do I need to kind of slow down? And I think that people think slowing down means making less money, but it actually can make you more money. Where do I need to master and focus and hone in on the thing to really just like quantum leap my results? Those are the questions I want you to ask yourself. It may mean that you're prematurely trying to scale all these things, and it's actually making it so that you're not making money and you're not helping clients. So let's pull back a little bit and figure out where we need to just go back to basics. So I hope that was helpful. I went through that so fast. I think I'm talking really fast. I think because this topic is so exciting, it just energizes me so much. But if you have any questions, send me a message on Instagram. You can do that. Also, this really is what we do together in Scale Like a Queen, starting to put those pieces together. Again, it's going to look different for every individual coach and what their vision is. We work through your vision plan. We align your scale plan with your vision. And then we start really putting that strategy in place to move the needle so that you're not frazzled, you're not losing money, you're really focused on the right things. And it really just helps that transition go so much more smoother than my transition went when I did this. So I hope you enjoyed this and I will see you next week. Hey, if you're ready to stand out online and get paying clients consistently without having to fumble your way through tech, run ads, or create complicated funnels, I want to invite you to join us in the Category Queen School, where you're going to learn my simple, proven formula for getting clients online. It's risk-free. You either make your money back or we'll give you a refund. Just head over to kinzeymackus.com/the CQ School and join today to get instant access. We'll see you inside.